Such Sweet Sorrow by Katrin Collier.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For the Welsh Guards, who suffered heavy casualties while fighting in the rearguard at Dunkirk. And for Sergeant Edgar Carter, RASC, who returned to spend so many happy years with his beloved Peggy. Chapter 1. Damn, man! Less of your language, William Powell. Fumbling blindly for the wall to her left, Tina Ronconi braced herself and stooped to help William from the pavement. It wasn't easy. A fine drizzle obscured what little light they might have hoped for from the moon. She couldn't see anything other than the pale glimmer of the white handkerchief she'd pinned to the lapel of her coat, and the even fainter, intermittent white line painted onto the curb. "That's my leg you've got hold of, not my arm," he complained irritably. "Why are you upside down?" "Because some dull clot put their ash bin out for innocent people to fall over," came the muffled reply. "Stop fooling around." "I am not fooling around. I'm trying to stop the bin from rolling down the hill and waking half the graig. What a stupid place to put it." "Outside the front door, ready for the ashman?" Tina suggested mildly. "They should have waited until morning. Don't they know how dark it is in a blackout?" As he managed to right the bin, the lid escaped his clutches and rolled noisily, clattering over the pavement into the road. A sash window slammed open behind them. "When you've quite finished having a..."